And now entering the studios with a swan-like delicacy of their own are a couple of gentlemen, Matt Martinez and Ian Shillog. They're serving as replacements, though, of course, in spirit only, for Laura Conaway, who is our web editor. So Laura's not here. She usually has some nice music that goes along with her presence. It'd be nice to hear that music, actually. There you go.
It's like she's still with us.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Nice. What are you doing?
Laura.
Well, we have a couple things today. First, I posted a little thingamajig on Friday.
Not a whoosie what's it?
Not a whoosie what's it, a thingamajig specifically. And it kind of took off more than I thought it was. It was Friday afternoon. I'm reading People magazine, as I'm wont to do on a Friday afternoon. And this paragraph came along about Clay Aiken artificially inseminating a woman, and they're going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And the paragraph was so baffling. It was like so, I couldn't figure it out because there was a picture attached to it and there are arrows pointing at people and I was reading the paragraph and it was just so, it's like apparently according to, and you know, all of these weird sources.
Some people say it has been written in Hindi legend.
Yeah. And it's always like somebody's brother who
The post was just about how thick the paragraph was.
Right.
The paragraph is this. It's not very long. Follow along, please. Uh-huh. A year and a half after telling people I want to be a father so badly, Clay Aiken, 29, is finally getting his wish. In August, a former substitute teacher will welcome a child with music producer James Foster, 50, with whom he worked on Idol in 2003 through artificial insemination, a rep for her music producer brother David confirms.
Right. Oh my
they
gosh.
Both want yep. this in their lives right now, says Foster's friend, actor Eric Roberts. They're perhaps not typical parents, but they have the best foundation, a strong abiding friendship. Foster revealed the news to close friends at her birthday party in March. She said, "The one thing I haven't done is be a parent," says Robert's wife, Eliza, also a friend.
This is the worst written paragraph in the
Clay's
history of
coming
paragraphs.
From the same place. Crystal, you know, and
is Clay actually involved in the insemination?
I wrote that I hate to be the guy that does this, that actually, you know, takes down people's writing, because I find that really, really annoying, and I don't like to be the guy that
corrects people's pronunciation. Paragraph.
Anyway, lots of people wrote in. I think the better question is, why is this the best life choice for a 50-year-old woman to have a child through insemination?
She's 50?
She's 50. That is from Envy.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
And lots
because
of
that's
lots of folks
a lot older than people are supposed to be when they have children.
Yeah, and
perhaps
lots
even
of,
medically possible.
But a lot of folks wrote in, just, you know, when did NPR start repeating gossip for
yes,
magazines?
Well,
NPR, you know, is you know, this is the death of NPR? My favorite, Maggie's. I'll gladly have however many more babies Clay Aiken wants. I don't care how he wants to impregnate me.
There you go.
And that's the death of NPR.
Yes. So lots of blinking on that particular post that I wasn't expecting. So there we
Ian,
go.
Yeah, you're setting out on an adventure.
Yeah, I'll just update you real quick. On Friday on the show, I said that for a week, I'm going to do everything advertising and packaging tells me to do. You know, just do it, whatever.
How's it working out?
Well, I'll just give you a very quick update. I went on a road trip this weekend, and we stopped at an Arby's in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, on our way to Ithaca, New York.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of one of the sadder Arby's I've ever been in. It was empty. It was kind of dirty, you know. But it was like very much a guilty pleasure. And I got this medium-sized roast beef sandwich and curly fries.
Yeah.
And I was unwrapping it, and on the foil it says, "Eat it with pride."
Oh!
And so I was like, how on earth can I eat this thing with pride? And Nora, my girlfriend across the table, said, "You got to tell the world. You got to tell the world about that roast beef." So you may have seen a somewhat cryptic Twitter from me on Friday afternoon saying, "I'm eating an Arby's roast beef and I'm proud of it." And I was.
Oh, that is just
horsey sauce. Horsey sauce.
Oh, man, I got some horsey sauce.
Oh, go to our blog for more updates on Ian's adventure doing everything advertising tells him to do it.
And we're going to have the Hayden video, too.
Hayden video also to look forward to. Lots of good treats on the internet. NPR.org/Bryant Park. That does it for this hour of the show. Go to our website there. We're there all the time. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca. And I do it with pride. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.